Chapter 11, with Deja Thoris. As we reached the open, the two female guards who had been detailed to watch over Deja Thoris hurried up and made as though to assume custody of her once more. The poor child shrank against me, and I felt her two little hands fold tightly over my arm. Waving the women away, I informed them that Sola would attend the captive hereafter, and I further warned Sarkoja that any more of her cruel attentions bestowed upon Deja Thoris would result in Sarkoja's sudden and painful demise. My threat was unfortunate, and resulted in more harm than good for Deja Thoris, for, as I learned later, men do not kill women upon Mars, nor women men. So Sarkoja merely gave us an ugly look, and departed to hatch up deviltries against us. I soon found Sola, and explained to her that I wished her to guard Deja Thoris as she had guarded me, that I wished her to find other quarters where they would not be molested by Sarkoja, and I finally informed her that I myself would take up my quarters among the men. Sola glanced at the accoutrements which were carried in my hand and slung across my shoulder.
"You are a great chieftain now, John Carter," she said, "and I must do your bidding, though indeed I am glad to do it under any circumstances. The man whose metal you carry was young, but he was a great warrior, and had by his promotions and kills won his way close to the rank of Taras Tarkas, who, as you know, is second to Lorcus Tomo only. You are 11th. There are but 10 chieftains in this community who rank you in prowess."
"And if I should kill Lorcus Tomo?" I asked.
"You would be first, John Carter, but you may only win that honor by the will of the entire council that Lorcus Tomo meets you in combat, or should he attack you, you may kill him in self-defense, and thus win first place."
I laughed and changed the subject. I had no particular desire to kill Lorcus Tomo, and less to be a Jed among the Tharks. I accompanied Sola and Deja Thoris in a search for new quarters, which we found in a building near the audience chamber, and a far more pretentious architecture than our former habitation. We also found in this building real sleeping apartments, with ancient beds of highly wrought metal swinging from enormous gold chains depending from the marble ceilings. The decoration of the walls was most elaborate, and unlike the frescoes in the other buildings I had examined, portrayed many human figures in the compositions. These were of people like myself, and of a much lighter color than Deja Thoris. They were clad in graceful flowing robes, highly ornamented with metal and jewels, and their luxuriant hair was of a beautiful golden and reddish bronze. The men were beardless, and only a few wore arms. The scenes depicted for the most part a fair-skinned, fair-haired people at play.